With the filing period nearly over, more than a third of the legislative seats on this year's ballot remain unchallenged. Candidates have until 5 p.m. Friday to submit their paperwork to the State Division of Elections. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
59 seats, 40 in the House and 19 in the Senate, are up for grabs in the August primary and November general election. It's a larger than usual number because reapportionment requires elections in all but one district. But so far, the state elections website shows only 37 races with more than one candidate. The other 22 seats are unchallenged, meaning the person running will almost certainly win. Retired Juneau lawmaker Mike Miller says the small number of candidates is surprising.
Was it that way when you ran for office?
Oh, absolutely not.
Miller served 16 years in the state house during the 1970s and 80s. That means he won 8 elections.
Maybe, politicians just have a bad name these days and people don't want to do it, although I can't imagine that because in Alaska, I've always been proud to serve with members of both parties.
The single-candidate contests are spread throughout the state. 8 of 19 Senate seats are unchallenged, so are 14 of 40 House races. Candidate numbers have grown since earlier this week, when almost half of the races were unchallenged. Most of the open seats are held by incumbents, and many have a strong hold on their districts.
The seats that are pretty safe, people just don't contest them because it costs money. Although not a lot of money in Alaska compared with a place like California or even a place like Indiana.
Clive Thomas is a retired University of Alaska Southeast political science professor. The author of an Alaska politics and policy book says plenty of earlier elections have seen uncontested races.
I guess it's hard to round up somebody because, campaigning takes a lot of energy out of somebody. And, I guess there's a big deflation when you lose.
Republicans make up the majority of single-candidate races. They have 15 uncontested seats, while Democrats have only 7. Thomas wonders whether people feel much need to challenge incumbents.
Most people in Alaska, I would figure, are fairly satisfied. There's a lot of money around in Alaska. Alaska's in the chips, you might say, and that may affect the way that people feel about challenging or not challenging.
Some of the challenged candidates face no opposition in the August party primaries. They'll face off with another party's nominee in the November general election. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.